Yeah, we could probably go
Yeah,
ahead and
we
get
can probably go
started.
ahead and get started. Okay, thank you guys. So, the SIP is pretty straightforward, as it was put into motion via SIP 285, and basically, yeah, the whole point is to pay the DAO's monthly stipend from inflation instead of from the Treasury Council's assets, and to determine a new governance process for changes in the stipend amounts. So the implementation is pretty simple. We just need to. I'm not Caleb, Samantha. We just need
Like we can
to
speak together,
speak together,
so
so yes. But then we had the recording in place, Caleb. Good job. One second. So basically, there's not much other than we're moving the stipends to inflation if we get your vote. The main reasoning behind thing is to help set a benchmark for a terminal inflation rate, in order to be able to cover protocol expenses into perpetuity. And we also want to reduce the expense load from the current TC, which is already under strain by CC funding and hedging costs. So, regarding the pay, I had originally suggested we do this at a dollar, the dollar-defined amount, but in response to the community, we will keep it at the same amounts and token denominated, 2,000 SNX tokens to each council member, and just 1,000 SNX tokens per core contributor. And the implementation is pretty simple. Sorry for that. The implementation is pretty simple. Just 47,000 SNX a month will arrive to a safe. They will be minted weekly by the PDAO, and then this TC controlled safe will execute the payment as it is. I believe I did not miss any other points. Any questions? I'm not in the Spartan Council, Red Marler. I used to be on the Treasury Council. Now I am just a community member writing SIPs, which you guys should do more often.
So if like
Yes, Caleb.
if the stipend
If
amount
the
needs to be
stipend
changed.
amount needs to be changed.
Hey, RC Choke,
Hey,
you mind
RC Choke,
muting
do
your
you
mic
mind
while
muting
others
your
are
mic
talking,
while others
please?
are talking, please? Yes, boss.
I thought I had issues with my own equipment, you know. Thank you. So if like my question is that if the stipend amount needs to be changed, as is written in the current proposal, is that there's a SIP that needs to be written,
Yes. If you want, I can explain. Yes, go. Sorry.
no worries. And so the SIP needs to be presented and approved by the Spartan Council. Only the Treasury Council can propose such a SIP, you know, for amending stipends. Now, my main question is this. Would the SIP be a meta governance or a normal governance SIP? Something it's kind of
Something
important for.
important.
Go ahead.
Yes, you are right. This specific part is is currently not defined. Just to give context to the others, the SIP specifies that in order to change the stipend amounts, the Treasury Council needs to propose the new amounts via SIP that is voted by the Spartan Council. So it is already a restriction to who can propose the SIP. The next thing is regarding it being a meta-governance or a normal governance proposal. I am happy doing a simple Discord vote on that or something like that, because I am personally, I would personally think it's fine to just do a normal majority vote, but I'm open to opinions from different community members. What do you think, Caleb? Do you think this should be a MetaGov vote, changes in stipend amounts?
I'll wait for you to put me on mute, put yourself on mute. Yeah, so if it was a meta-governance, it would be much easier. It would be much easier to pass because you'd have some objections from other parties on the council, maybe Terra. But from my side, I'm okay, you know, with like just a normal governance change. In order to appease maybe the majority, I think going with meta is safe. I just wanted to say that it's a good addition to include into the SIP to remove ambiguity. Otherwise, you'll have like a situation where we'd have to like make a decision without having clear guidelines. You know, that's it.
All right, anybody else, questions or comments for Artichoke?
That's it from my side.
I've just realized that if we're taking it from inflation, it prevents the Spartan Council being able to turn off the money printer without going through the TC. Because obviously, if it's requiring the TC to like have the SIP that adjusts council funds, then that's going to leave inflation on until they do so. Is everyone comfortable with that? The Spartan Council is the one that turns off.
We can include a provision that says if the SNX inflation is below the required amount of the stipend, then stipends are effectively put on hold.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
So basically, the SIP specifies that if for some reason the inflation is changed to zero, the DAO stipend payout responsibility reverts to the Treasury Council.
Yeah, sorry, I see that now. My bad.
Thank you. First time you missed something.
That was more creepy than funny. Any other questions from the community? Can we get like an opinion on this? Is everyone comfortable with the SIP? Does anyone have any objection, you know? Well, if Mr. Alpha is going to vote no, you know, I think might as well not hold the vote, you know, until we can kick him off the council, you know, maybe next epoch. So
it's listed on the SIPs page as only governance in error then, right? Because it's meta governance.
Yeah, it should have to be. It has to be meta. It's unfortunately one of those meta things. So yeah, unless you can like somehow use the Treasury SNX to remove William in the next epoch, I think we don't need to bother voting on it, you know.
Maybe Caleb, you could propose it as a SCCP, you know, as often as a SIP anyway.
Well, you know, like even SCCPs are meta, can be meta. So if you change the number of positions on the council, it's a meta, although it's an SCCP, you know. So anything that changes the way governance, but you know, like what could happen is that Treasury can decide to just not pay stipends, you know, and then done. It's like their leverage on the situation.
All right. Well, if there are any other questions?
I guess we'll speak to Arts again in 3 months.
Yeah, I know this one was presented in some variation previously, but thank you for being here, Artsy Choke. And if there's nothing else, I guess we'll move on to the next step.
Thank you, guys. Mike, will you present your SIP? Correct? No questions.
Mike is presenting the next SIP, I believe.
Yeah, we can jump into SIP 2002. This is the revised volume source fee program. So currently, through SIP 132, there's a volume source fee that pays out SNX to basically protocols that generate volume through synth exchanges. PERPS has not been included in any sort of volume source program yet. So what this does is basically establishes a program administered by the Treasury Council to pay out SMX to implementers that basically like create front ends or implement and drive volume through PERPS. We've written this in a way that gives a bit of flexibility. I know there's been discussion, you know, about should it be paid out in SUSD, SNX, what have you. At the moment, it feels the best route. And this is after talking with, you know, several members, including, you know, TC and TC adjacent folks. Paying out SNX is probably the best bet for the time being. However, the Treasury Council has the authority ultimately to change, you know, how they pay out those funds. And I think, as Caleb noted in the SIP forum, this can also be potentially modified with another SIP down the line that just adds on a mandatory, you know, half BIP or BIP for fees that will automatically go via on-chain contracts to the implementers. But I think that building this out now and getting it at least symbolically passed will give us, you know, as core contributors in the community, like a really strong asset and resource that we can go out and really start pitching other established protocols and front ends to get synthetics perps added to their system.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions for Mike on this new proposed volume fee program?
Nothing from my side. My main concern originally was addressed. It was about unbounded SNX being paid from inflation. But then Mike clarified to me that it's coming actually from Treasury. So all for it. No objections at all. Thank you very much for presenting this.
All right, and any other questions from the Spartan Council? All right, and this vote or this SIP is prepared for a vote.
I prepared all the votes. So I have two others that were presented this week pertaining to V3 and this one. I'll set up the necessary votes hopefully tomorrow.
Perfect. All right. There's nothing else. That should be it for today. Thank you, everybody.
Real quick, let's move on to 2003, and I'll present this one as well.
Oh, is there a third one?
Okay. It wasn't scheduled.
Oh, was it?
No, you just tagged me for the 2002.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was going to be both of them. I mean, we can wait, or up to you guys on how we want to do it.
Is it heavy or complicated in terms of content?
It's just the OP trading incentives.
Well, I'm okay with having it presented today, although I did not prepare or read it, to be honest.
Okay.
Would prefer to maybe Tuesday, push it to next Tuesday. Yeah. We have another SIP scheduled then.
Caleb, maybe present now and just delay the vote until Tuesday to give people time to raise any objections.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the whole point of SIPs, you know, is just not only objections, but like kind of to read them ahead of time, prepare, and maybe ask questions during the SIP rather than just presenting it.
The objections provide a means of preventing the SIP being passed and thereby needing to be represented.
Sure, but there won't be only objections. There could be also like ideas or additions, you know?
Well, how about this? I'll present it now. If there are any other like major ideas or objections, I'm happy to re-present it on Tuesday. But otherwise, I think it's pretty straightforward, but also open to thoughts if you want to reread it, and then we can discuss it again on Tuesday if needed.
Go ahead. No worries.
Okay. All right. 2003 is PERPS V2 trade incentives. We're effectively looking to distribute the remaining OP that's been sitting in the Treasury wallet since the phase zero grant from Optimism. So the plan is to allocate roughly 200,000 OP weekly to PERPS V2 trading rewards. And this will happen roughly over the course of 17 weeks after a 3-week ramp up. The first week will be 50,000 OP, weeks 2 and 3 will be 100,000 OP, and then from there on out, it will be 200,000 OP until basically we run out. It's primarily the weighting is focused on fees paid by PERPS traders. We also added a bit of a multiplier based on average open interest, and then also added a bit of a multiplier to this raw score based on SNX staked. Now, I know there is some discussion about, you know, are these tiers for SNX, you know, the right tiers? Should we drop it lower? Or make it higher. I think, you know, based on kind of what we've seen with people coming in from the Quest, and then also just broadly speaking, like the idea behind the SNX staked multiplier is really kind of to give these traders that might be new to the ecosystem an opportunity to, you know, like understand what staking does and get a feel for the potential rewards and whatnot. So, really, I think for that to be meaningful, like 2,500 feels like a good baseline, and it's not too much if you are going to be coming in and trading, you know, significant volume. So, I feel like that's a good starting point, but I'm also not, you know, I'm not going to die on that hill either if the Sparring Council feels like we should be adjusting that up or down. At the end of each week, there will be, you know, every trader's score will be summed up with the multiplier, and they'll get their pro rata share of the weekly rewards. I believe in chatting with Afif, like we can do these calculations, you know, off chain, and then do a Merkle tree for the weekly reward, you know, distributions. And I think we want to make it easy for all integrators to, you know, depend on how they've set up their trading contracts. To make these calculations for their users. The technical specs on how that's going to be done are still, I think, up in the air, and resources have obviously been focused elsewhere with V3 and actually getting PERPS V2 out the door. So That's something that can be updated if it's a concern prior to voting on this, and we can wait until there are you know, somebody from the dev team can look at that.
Am I right in thinking that if somebody has, say, 100,000 SNX and split those up into four wallets of 25K SNX each, they would be able to game the rewards?
I don't think so, because they would need to be, like, they still need to be pushing trading volume, right? So I don't necessarily know that there's anything to be gamed by splitting up the staking reward beyond that max point.
Yeah, I don't have an issue as long as that's not the case.
All right, any other questions on 2003?
I have more of a comment rather than a question. This is like the previous SIP that was presented. The op tokens, you know, they're like kind of managed by Treasury. And so it's out of the scope of the Spartan Council to kind of vote on this. You know, I understand it's a formality, but like, it's not a protocol change. You know, we're not changing anything in our protocol. It's not a parameter change, and it's not meta governance. So obviously, like, I understand that there needs to be presented for formality purposes, but I don't know if it's possible to Treasury hold presentations, you know, and they have like their own SIP site, so that it becomes more of a official kind of enforceable vote, rather than like what we're doing now is just signaling approval in order to have transparency and legitimacy. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, but I do think there was another SIP when we originally received the grant that kind of designated what the rewards could be used for. It's fairly broad, but I think that just, you know, at least getting this through in terms of like having something that has been approved that redirects what those funds were approved for previously is kind of important. But I agree with you in terms of like, you know, the very technical nature of like what this should be is really like, or it doesn't qualify under what you're describing.
Yeah, I mean, we did hold the op SIP as well, like distribution, and we delegated it to Treasury to do with it with so many things, you know, like, and I think, you know, it's more of was the same kind in the same kind of context, because it's more of a Treasury than a Spartan Council kind of decision, right, on how to allocate resources. Like we can probably, as Spartan Council, decide on stipends maybe after Treasury approves them. But that's about it, you know. Like, we don't decide on core contributors' stipends, or we don't decide on op tokens utilization. These are things that are kind of beyond the scope. So I'm okay with holding a vote, you know, for the sake of legitimacy and transparency, as I mentioned. But even if the vote gets downvoted, It's fine to go ahead with it as is, because it's more of a signaling rather than a binding requirement, in my opinion.
If that's the case, we shouldn't hold the vote. Why take on the liability for the SC?
Well, it's not taking on liability, because it's just signaling, you know, like, okay, we consent. or we approve it, you know.
Signaling of consent is exactly taking on liability.
Not necessarily, because if you say okay to something, you know, and they can even do it without you agreeing, then you don't have really like a say.
All right, anything else on 2003? All right, if there are no other questions, I guess that is the end of the presentations for today. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.